Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all well. I hope you had a great week. It is Saturday morning as I am sat here recording this week's episode and took some time early this morning to just reflect over last week. Everything that's gone well, which a lot has gone well, things that could have gone better, and also looking at everything that I want to get accomplished for next week. And, you know, it's important for me, you using the platform of the podcast to just give you that little nudge. You know, I talk a lot about the farm list and planning your clients and looking at what you could do better or what you need to learn more about, and also being reflective over the week gone by, you know, with your coaching clients. There are some of them potentially that you've not really given that level of attention to that you could have given your attention to. There could have been something that you could have spent a little bit longer learning. And it's just important for me to just start each episode with just little tips and strategies to help you move forward. And one of the things that I reflected on last week, you cannot have failed to miss last week's episode with my great friend Jordan Peters. Such an enjoyable episode to record. Even more enjoyable to share with you all. And we were absolutely blown away by the amount of feedback that we got. The gratitude for us recording the episode, but also how much of an impact it's had on you. And that's what we wanted to do. You know, Jordan has literally just put his heart and soul into helping others and learning his craft. And as a result, is in a very, very good position with his brand, with his business. And the reflection for him was that if you put your head down and continue to give and support and be passionate and learn, you will move forward. You know, he put everything into his physique, he's put everything into other people, and reward does come. And it's that kind of reassurance that a lot of you messaged us and said, you know, I'm on the right track, I'm doing the right things. So, you know, without delving too much into the podcast, you know, go back and listen to it if you haven't listened to it, because it was a game changer for so many people. We didn't share half of the messages that came through because there were just so many. But I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, and I know Jordan would want to say this as well, thank you. Now, today's episode, episode 95, it's called Where High Energy Flows. And I want to start by just talking to you about high energy. Now, think back to the last time that you stood in front of somebody who had high energy, or you went into an environment of high energy. Now, high energy is a feeling, but it's a feeling that you get when you're in the company or presence of success or confidence. And if you've ever been in the environment where somebody's standing very tall, or an environment of extreme professionalism, you will feel positive energy. People, happy, confident, driven, focused, clear people exude powerful energy. And is powerful energy positive or negative? It's positive. And powerful, positive energy is what we all need in our lives to make progress. Here's a comparison for you. Negative, comparing yourself all the time, making very little progress in life, bored with your job, unhappy, not really excited, nothing really inspires you, conversations bore you. This is low energy. And think back for a second to an environment where you were with low energy state people or low energy state environments. Now, in order for you to progress, think for a second of the last time you were around high energy. Now, I will liken high energy to a seminar. When you're in a seminar, you will feel inspired, motivated. At the breaks, you'll talk to people about your business. You'll talk to people about the knowledge. And you're suddenly uplifted. You're inspired. You're excited. The conversations make you feel alive. And then I want you to reflect potentially on your current environment. Is it inspiring you? Is there high energy? How often during a day or a week are you around high energy? Because it's very consuming to be the energy creator when there is a lot of negative and low energy around you. So the point about today's podcast is, if you want to make progress as a coach, as a young fitness entrepreneur, as a health practitioner, I know there's a lot of people listening to the podcast nowadays who are, you know, not necessarily personal trainers. So thank you for tuning in. Where I want to be the most support to you with the Mastery Podcast is, you know, at times, you know, you'll get me talking about coaching and aspects of the kind of practical application of being a better coach. But I didn't become a better coach because of my knowledge around biomechanics or nutrition. I became a better coach because I became a better person, and because I expected more from myself and I increased my standards. And then I created energy around me that was conducive to growth. I created energy around me that was conducive to attracting different levels of clients. And if you are attracting higher energy leveled clients, then those type of clients have a higher expectation for themselves and have a higher chance of actually being more compliant with your programming, looking forward to trying to achieve results in a, not necessarily a shorter space of time, but they are more focused on their results. Only recently, you know, I was talking to somebody who said that their clients just aren't following anything. They don't really care. They're not really engaged. They're not really that bothered. And in all honesty, the person I was speaking to, they in themselves were quite low energy stated. You know, I don't know what to do. You know, my training is frustrating. My clients are frustrating. And I immediately was like, you know, you need to be a higher energy state. You need to help level this person up. But if you've come into a low energy state, that person's going to feel that. And you honestly, the powerful energy that you can present to other people will make them change. Because powerful energy, people have got to do one or two things. If you walk up to somebody, I'll never forget my godfather's son, which is completely not. My godfather's son was in the household cavalry. And I never forget a day when he turned up to a pub. And he was still in the household cavalry. He stood up very, very tall. And he looked at somebody and he was like, "Hi, nice to meet you." And I could see the person just back off a little bit. And immediately I thought to myself, that is the power of energy. The confidence that he had. Because you have to remember that powerful energy is just assertive, confident, clear, and focused. That's mostly what people are intimidated by. And when somebody knows who they are, how they carry themselves, what they're going to talk about, that in itself is powerful. It's a high energy state. And I'm going to talk to you and just see for you at this stage of your career and where you're at now. Are you high on life? Are you happy in yourself? Do you have a positive outlook? Are you continually talking about growth and progress? Do you spend time around happy people? Are you quick to move away from negativity? Or do you find yourself trying to be high energied and then adapting to those around you? There's two things that you need to do. If you are being affected by energy and people and places, you either adjust and adapt those who are around you, so you empower and bring people on your journey, which means empowering and educating and supporting those around you and bringing them up to your state so that you are operating in your environment at the level that you want to in the zero compromise. It's tough, but you can do it. Or you move and spend more time around higher powered energy. So sometimes you might say to yourself, the environment I'm in is not conducive to me making progress. If the environment is somewhere that you want to stay, change that environment. Change the people. Call people out. Have more powerful, positive, uplifting conversations with people. Get them to realize that their low energy state is not helping them. And maybe call the people around you and say, hey, can we sit down for a second? The energy here isn't great. The energy here is not about growth. It's not about development. It's not about progress. And see whether with conversation you can actually talk to people about bringing higher energy to the environment. A lot of people talk about M10, and you walk into our gym and you feel energy. You feel confidence. We are continually challenging ourselves, but also the conversation we have is about growth, is about development, is about progress. And this creates that environment, this high energy environment where people feel positive, feel motivated, feel inspired. And you have a responsibility if you want to be in control of that energy to be the dominant force. But on the flip side, if that energy is not necessarily changing, you move and be brave to where that energy may be. Or you spend more time where higher energy is. I remember years gone by listening to a talk that Tony Robbins did, and he talks about being in a peak state. He talks about emotional intensity. And early in my career, I thought, well, none of that is around me. So what I used to do was go to seminars very regularly. It was every 8 to 9 weeks. And I went to them, not just for the knowledge, I went for the energy. When anybody has ever been in my company, my objective a lot of the times with my seminars is to give you some of my energy. This is one of the reasons why when I created my Brand Impact Mastery course, when it comes live and you guys are going to get access to it very, very soon, I've got a test group going through the process, I decided not to do webinars. I decided to actually have myself filmed, presenting myself to you so you could see my energy, my hand gestures, my facial expressions, and try and feel and get an emotional connection with me, because a blank screen and talking through content, I knew that that energy you needed, you really needed me. Because what I did with these seminars is I went and I listened and I could feel the lecturer, the person teaching the seminar, inspiring me and lifting me up. And I would go back to my environment, and within 4, 5, 6 weeks, all the negativity around me, and trust me, right now, I'm in control of my, as Tony Robbins talks, peak state. I wake up in the morning, I select how I want to be. I select the things that's going to lift me forward. I choose the people that I spend my time with. I'm very, very, very choosy about who impacts my energy. You know, he talks about an emotional intensity. I have a scale of 1 to 10. And if there's an environment that actually impacts my energy levels, I'm not going near it. Or I'll go there for a shorter period of time. Or I'll go and entertain that environment and then come back and know that I've got to bring my intensity up. My emotional intensity will come from reading. It might be from watching videos. It might be from going to spend time with friends. I don't see my colleagues, my great friends and colleagues, as much as I used to. But when we connect, we get an emotional intensity that inspires us and lifts our energy state higher. And so what you need to do in the early days is it's going to be very, very difficult for you to maintain that high energy state. So you need to then think, On a scale of 1 to 10, how high on life, how high am I on intensity, on my inspiration? What I want to achieve in my life, how do I feel about that? Is it a scale of 3 out of 10 or is it 8 out of 10? Can you bring that up? In terms of being happy in yourself, do you feel that the environment that you're in is causing you to be about 3 or 4, your positive outlook? You know, how often are you having conversations about growth, development, progression? Are you around happy people? Maybe that's a 3 or 4. And then you go, right, I'm going to increase the emotional intensity of my life, my vision, my goal, or even I don't have any right now. I don't feel like I'm progressing, but I certainly do know that when I listen to Mark's podcast, somebody else's podcast, watch somebody else's video, their energy is high. And you need to go and be in that environment. You know, that's why I talk to people so much about my seminars, and you pick up some energy and you go away, and that gives you the energy to push harder, to get better results with your clients. And sometimes it's not the knowledge you take from a seminar, it's the environment that you spend time with people. And it's not just about seminars, different events. As I said, read books, podcasts, watch videos. I used to listen to Tony Robbins' podcast every single day, John DeMartini's podcast. I've got Jordan Peterson's book in front of me, The 12 Rules for Life. You know, these books keep your emotional intensity high. And so I would come back, and especially in the early days, I would go back to the gym where I was at, and I'd go to my clients, and they would feel my energy. They would feel me talking about everything that I learned and every way that I'm going to help them. And they were inspired. They were motivated. And then after about 6 or 7 weeks, I could feel that dipping. Like, it's really hard. The people around me were negative, and they weren't talking about growth and development. And no matter how many podcasts I was listening to, I was like, I'm on my own. And then I would go on a seminar and I would listen and I would be inspired. I'd come back and the same thing would start to happen. And I thought, do you know what? If I keep this up, not only am I progressing, but I feel like I'm distancing myself from the environment that I'm in. And I did one of two things. I could either move that environment, which is your opportunity to then change. If you feel that, my NLP coach used to talk to me about the pyramid of success. If average people live on a pyramid to the left, let's say that's a blue pyramid, but successful people live on a green pyramid. If average people with medium intensity and emotional intensity for their life and a medium level of energy for their life, they're on the blue pyramid. But high energy, success, wealth. And don't forget, wealth is not just about money. Wealth's about happiness. True fulfillment is on the green pyramid. And as you become more emotionally intelligent, more live with more high energy state and live in a higher energy state, you move from this blue pyramid across to the green pyramid. And when you get on the green pyramid, you don't really fit in with the blue one. You can go to it and spend time with those types of people. That's absolutely fine. But you need to move on to the green pyramid as much as possible. So you can either inspire everybody on the blue pyramid to come to the green pyramid. And to be honest, whilst a lot of the coaches over the years have joined M10 and they've joined because we can see something in them. Let's say they might be on a blue pyramid when they start. And because we talk about success and progression and moving forward, some of the fixed mindsets, and Carol Dweck in her book talks about fixed and growth mindset. The fixed mindsets of, you know, I don't know, I'm at M10 to get better, but, you know, I'm not necessarily fully confident with myself. And then suddenly, over time, being around the energy of the coaches at M10 and listening to the environment, very quickly is every coach at M10, if there's any internal limiting doubts and fears in themselves, the energy is so powerful that it just lifts them up and moves them across to the green pyramid. And that's why we see such a quick change in the coaches that join M10 and join the journey, and even coaches that join our mentorship program. So always think of it like this: that lower energy state, that negativity, the low comparison, lack of progress, boredom, unhappy, frustrated, is all on that kind of blue pyramid. And to shift across to the green one, you need to start spending more time with people that are more high on life, happy in themselves, positive outlook, driven, wanting to learn, wanting to thrive, wanting to get more out of their life. And so what you can do is start to teach those around you how you're living at that level and start to entertain conversations and share podcasts and share videos. So what I used to do, and here's a little tip for you, if you've got to this point of the podcast, great to you because this is going to help you. I used to buy my clients small books. I've given out many, many copies of The Secret over the years. I've shared many, many links to videos and articles on different subjects. But most importantly, I felt every single time I had a low energy state client that my training sessions were pulling me down. Have you ever found this? Your clients are 2 to 3 out of 10 in terms of their energy and their motivation and inspiration for life. And so what I would do is every single one of my clients, I'd slowly start to educate them on personal growth, personal development. I would talk to them about the inspiring and motivating environments that I would find myself in. And they would end up asking me questions. You know, how do you wake up so positive? How do you wake up so driven? You know, when something challenges you, how do you just nip it in the bud and just move forward? And I would just share what I'm learning and how I'm growing. Now think of it like this. 8 to 9 clients in a day. Everyone turns up, and I am inspiring, educating, supporting them to move forward. What is my energy state like every day? As I'm slowly empowering my clients, they're telling their friends. And their friends are going, I love the way that he coaches. He inspires, he brings me up. I was never trying to always get the result, because the person that gets the result, or the person is the person that gets the result. So I would always work on my clients, not just on a nutritional level. And I haven't talked a lot about this. So if you're at this point of the podcast, you're pretty lucky. But I would work on someone's emotional intelligence, their physical, and their nutritional health and wellness. And on the emotional side, I'm bringing somebody on that journey. And if you've got somebody who's negative, comparison, bored with life, and making no progress with their life and their business, unhappy in their relationship, there's no excitement for getting up every day, do you think that person is going to get a great result and want to be lean and actually want to follow your diet and stick to the plan? No. These people need a higher energy state. They need a peak state in their life to be able to live leaner and healthier. I find it so easy to just dip in and out of going out for a meal and enjoying a little bit of food off plan, having a glass of wine, and then just getting straight back on my diet, because my diet keeps me in a peak mental state. My environment keeps me in a peak mental state. The people around me, I'm very, very conscious of what I'm doing. And it's a very structured and ordered way of being, but it's conducive to growth, success, and a wealthy mindset. Wealthy mindset in terms of happiness, fulfillment, and progression. And so I would always inspire my clients. And so what ended up happening was, when we talk about high energy states and flow, is that my clients in the morning, they'll be like, morning, Mark. And I'd be like, yeah, great. Let's keep that energy up. Second client, morning, Mark. How are you? Now, if you go through the full day with your clients wanting to talk about positivity, growth, and you're nipping in the bud negativity, you know, the guys at Ebb10, when our clients walk in, if there's a low energy state, we go up. And if you've been to my seminars, you'll have heard this before. Up is the word we'll use. They come in and they want to try and be negative. We go, blup, nope. And you force somebody to be in a higher energy state. Think about how that would affect your friends. If you were sat with your friends, they wanted to be negative, and you went, blup. You're just forcing people to level up, and you're changing the environment around you. My point to this is that you don't have to move to change energy state. You can change those around you. And if people aren't aware of energy, if people aren't aware of how they're being, you can facilitate them. Now, it's quite draining to try and change people, but if the environment isn't there for you to move away from, then work on the people around you. Inspire, educate, support people, and get people to come up to you. The other thing you can do is what I've done for many, many years, is just go where the energy is. You know, go to seminars, go to courses, be in front of people, hire people. Because the funny thing is, going back to something I said earlier on in the podcast, is often knowledge is not what makes us progress in life. It's a change in ourselves. You make the choice to be successful, or you make the choice to stay the same. With nutritional knowledge, with biomechanical knowledge, whether you have it or not, if you make the choice to be unhappy in life, doesn't matter how much you know about nutrition and biomechanics, you'll still be unhappy. But if you make the choice to be happy and choose powerful energy and learn how to be a best great version of yourself and lift your energy and live in a peak state of happiness of life, full on life, positive outlook, spend time with happy people, talk about growth, development, progression all the time, and nothing gets in your way, you will make progress in every single area of your life. The positivity that you heard in Jordan's voice, he wakes up every single day driven to just be better. And that better was just about his body in the early days. You know, and I challenge a lot of people that say that your body is not one of the greatest gifts on a planet in terms of lifting your self-confidence and supporting your drive through life. My body at a time when I wasn't as confident, my energy wasn't as high, when I started to improve my body shape, my energy and outlook on the ability to succeed lifted immeasurably. So whatever it is around you that you can apply a higher level of energy and intensity to for a period of time, maybe you're not going to be making the extra 10 grand a quarter, 5 grand a quarter, 2 grand a month right now. Maybe you have to focus on your confidence. Maybe you have to focus on something that brings you that level of intensity and inspiration. In the early days, yeah, making money and growing my personal brand was not the biggest priority. It was proving to myself that I could build a body, proving to myself that I could be a great coach and get great results. Now, off the back of great results and the back of building a better body, my confidence grew, therefore my self-belief grew, therefore my energy increased, therefore I was happier, I had a more positive outlook. I started to spend more time with people training that believe that they can improve. You might be spending your time with people that don't really think that their body can improve, or they're, you know, 60% of their week is spent socializing and eating poor food. You need to change the energy of the environment you're in, or bring that level of energy up to where you're at. So you need to find the level of energy that inspires you. That's number one. If you are listening to podcasts and people inspire you, get in front of them face to face. Back in the day, in the bodybuilding day, I listened to Jordan. I was inspired by how much he just wanted to get better. And we became friends. Don't ever think that you can't be friends with people that you're inspired by. You've got to find a way of getting in front of them. I'm going to keep telling this story over and over again, but I never thought I would be friends with Ben Pakulski. I was inspired by his relentless focus and attitude. And it was actually my high energy state and my ability to get my physique to a point which actually made other people sit up and go, he's done that? That made them think, there's something about this person that I would want to be in their company. And I thought, if I could level myself up to be worthy of being in the environment of that level of people, then you become in their network, you become in their world. So if you want higher energy, you've got to bring yourself up to the point where people who are at that, you know, if you're on at the moment the blue pyramid, which is mediocre energy and mediocre outlook and even your personal achievement. If you're striving to get across onto the green pyramid where more inspired, driven, successful, happy people are, then you've got to work your way onto that pyramid. You've got to work your way on, stay there, not dip off it. And that might mean moving away from certain energy. That might mean, as I said, trying to bring everybody up along with you and say, look, I want to make progress. You've got to come with me, guys. Or challenging yourself and getting in front of these people more frequently. So here is the challenge. Today's podcast, high energy flows. Where does it flow? How are you going to get in front of that energy? Audit yourself. Has it been 3 months and I've not been around high energy? Has it been 3 months and I've not talked to anybody around me about coming up to my level? Has it been 3 or 4 months and my clients aren't aware? You know, a lot of your clients aren't aware of what inspires you, what motivates you. You're not giving your clients any opportunity to get to your level. And if I can have done anything in this podcast, you are never going to progress if you're spending your time in your own head that's negative, that's comparing everything, that's making little progress, that's bored, unhappy, frustrated. There's no excitement. You're not waking up inspired and energized. Then there is no clarity, there's no inspiration, there's no motivation. You need to set yourself and say, that is a level at 2 out of 10. In myself, I know there is more energy to come. I know that I need to be high on life, happy in myself, have to have a positive outlook, I have to be driven, You know, I've got to be talking about growth more and in a peak state more frequently. I need to lift my emotional intensity. And if this podcast has done anything to you guys, if it's helped you, then please do me a favor. Let me know. Drop me a message on Instagram. Share the podcast. This whole podcast episode is about helping to support you to move to that higher energy state. And I'm going to urge you at this point of the podcast, I run my programs to support you at that energy level. Not only by sharing what I know in terms of knowledge, but helping through a stage of your career to lift up, to come into that world. The majority of the time, I did a live call this week with the guys on my mastermind. Incidentally, on the 14th of June, my next mastermind in London starts. If you want me to help you take your business and yourself forward over 6 months with me and be in that peak energy state, that peak flow state, send me a message on Instagram or go to m10life.com/education. You'll see the mastermind link there. I'll put it in the bio here as well. Just apply. Let's get on a call. Let's have a chat and see if you're a good fit. But everything that we talked about on this live call with the mastermind, they came off and they were like, I feel inspired. I feel motivated. I feel energized. And do you know what? If I give those guys, if they brought that energy that week, they brought the energy. And then they go back into their normal environment and then they feel conducive to be able to say to other people, come on, everybody, let's lift up. Lift up. You know, if I'm talking to you right now, hopefully you can feel I'm getting fired up. How can you imagine going back to your, you know, myself and my wife talk a lot about how we feel every day and our energy every single day and what we want to accomplish every day. And we're grateful at the end of every day of what we've achieved. Is that what it's like in your house? Is that what it's like in your gym? I turn up to Nottingham to M10 on a Tuesday and I walk in and everyone's like, hey, oh, great week. Clients are doing great. The gym's great. Everybody's happy. Let's lift things up. Let's keep going. Let's look at how we can improve and get better. Is that happening in your business? Are you at home with your family and you feel that the energy is a bit flat? You're the responsible party for bringing that energy up. If your partner's not really into growth and, you know, positivity and success, go on a personal development course together. Watch videos, learn together. You are responsible for the energy that's in your environment. And if you genuinely feel that the environment is not something that you want to bring up, then you go to a different environment. You spend more time in a higher energy state, in a peak state. But if you want success, if you want to be progressing in your life, you need to be operating more in a peak state at a higher level of emotional intensity. As I've learned of Tony Robbins over the years, those two words, peak state, emotional intensity. When you talk to people, when you listen to me, when you come to seminars, when I speak to you and you talk to me about your passion, it's with clarity, it's with focus, it's with intention. And that in itself will inspire you every single day to make more progress. I really hope today's podcast has helped you, has guided you in some direction to lifting up your own levels of energy. And it's driving you forward into next week and giving you the support to be better, be more, care more, do more, and live in a higher energy state. Guys, as always, please share the podcast, drop me a message, let everybody know. Let's get everybody on the mastery mission to becoming a better coach, a better person, living a happy, fulfilled, and successful life. Have a fantastic weekend, as it is Saturday here, or have a fantastic week if you're listening to this at the beginning of the week, middle of the week. Guys, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.